Hey there, this is Beth Lauren Parrish with Inspired Riding. I'm a certified riding instructor, remote coach, and animal communicator. I encourage equestrians to slow down, trust their intuition, and listen to their horses. In this podcast, I'm going to continue Keeper's story. So this is part two of my heart horse Keeper that had passed away, and he wanted to share a story with you. So here you go, part two of Keeper's thoughts. Most horses don't get to voice their opinions, at least not in this way. I'm eager to share all that I have learned when I was in my body, as well as this broader universal perspective. What I find most often is that humans worry too much. My last owner was an expert navigating these feelings, meaning she could worry and then quickly shift to finding solutions as quickly as possible. I was entrusted to allow young riders to learn on my back with a lunge line. I loved feeling the joy of these little humans. They especially liked when I would hop into a little canter and then steady myself into a rocking motion. I knew it was a tiny combination of fear and excitement. I loved feeling their energy bubble up and then settle. I can see now how humans need more of this in their lives. It seems they stay stagnant for too long each day. Riding horses is an amazing way to create movement for life in general. It gets the energy to move and flow more. For those who don't or can't ride, just take some time to pretend that you are. It will do wonders for you. If you were to picture your day, would it be staring at screens for most of it? Dealing with pressures from other humans? Feeling an overall tightness in your body? What if you could take at least 10 minutes now, that's not asking for much, to let all of that go? I'm talking about getting very quiet, centered, and focused on your breathing with your eyes closed. Then begin to picture yourself riding your favorite horse, or whatever other activity opens up your heart and lights up your soul. How would your life shift if you could do that every day for 1 month, 1 year, the rest of your life? Humans are so hard on themselves, they don't think to take time to be in their happy places, especially in this concentrated way. I see it all the time, and I am always trying to nudge them with my energetic muzzle to get quiet and breathe. The other thing I would like to say right now is that humans are capable of so much more. I started to see it towards the end of my life. I would lean into my owner's hands and she would massage the exact parts where I needed to relieve stress. She could feel me telling her. It was an extraordinary feeling to know that I was heard. I would love for more humans to realize that they too can hear more around them. It's certainly something that can be learned, practiced, and eventually will become natural. Please consider that most humans have been lulled to sleep all of their lives. It's important to reach out, explore, discover, and even invent new ways of being in this world. Humans are powerful and just as magnificent as horses. They've just been conditioned to ignore or even shun these aspects. Bring out your light. Listen to your heart. Listen to your higher self and let them guide you toward exciting possibilities. Trust yourself more. Experiment with chatting with your horses. Don't let the world call you crazy. It's your life to enjoy. I believe you can make swift changes in every aspect of your life. Now I would like to speak about horse training in general. The biggest lesson I've learned from humans is they have an insatiable desire to improve. With that said, they sometimes end up rushing their beloved horses into things they aren't ready for. I was quite fortunate to have some very understanding owners, yet I saw it all around me. Horses would be tense and grumble to themselves about how they wished they were eased into their sports rather than pushed full blast. So here is my advice to all horse owners all over the world. If you think your horse is ready for something, take more time. Introduce new things carefully, and please don't get frustrated if they get nervous. Horses are designed to be curious, yet wired for the inevitable shoe to drop. If you punish a horse for acting out of instinct, trust is lost. Please be patient. Please be grateful for every interaction. Now, of course, there will be some horses that will feel easy and will go along with just about anything you would like them to do. For those horses, I would say, continue at an even slower pace so they don't burn out on you. If they give you their all, it's an even bigger sign that they trust you completely. That trust is built with a human's open heart. If you feel a tiny voice pushing you towards a goal that seems big, make sure you take a good long look at your horse and decide if that is really the best plan. Sometimes repeating easier exercises for long periods of time might seem boring to humans, but horses crave consistency as well as confidence. The other thing I must mention is how horses absorb humans' emotions. Some really enjoy this connection, while others are bothered by it immensely. The bothersome part comes into play when humans try and pretend they are fine when they are clearly not. It causes friction in their entire essence, and horses really need to depend on their humans to be true to themselves. If you're unhappy, nervous, angry, frustrated, or even just a bit melancholy, please, for the love of your horse, just tell them. We would be much happier partners if we knew exactly what we were dealing with in each moment. This gives us an idea of what we're working with. My last owner was a bundle of emotions at our lower level event. She had never competed cross country before, and I could feel her wanting to get sick. The nice thing is, she was clear about it. She said, "I'm scared, but I want to do this." This gave me confidence that we were going to get through it together. I took care of her, although I admit I went a little fast. The owner before would take me to the same showgrounds, and we were required to go a little faster than this lower level. I also went a bit faster since I was reacting to the nerves of my owner. Horses are incredibly sensitive. We do our best to handle our instincts in the best way we know how. But it is wise for humans to stop and consider how much we can handle when it comes to input from our humans. I would advise to allow your ego to relax and just tell your horse all that is going on with you. If not, your horse will be left to guess, and it just might not be the best reaction, to say the least. Basically, be true to who you are and what you're feeling in each moment. Your horses will thank you. So there you go. That was Keeper's part two of his story. I hope you enjoyed this, and please let me know what you thought. You can find me on my website, inspiredriding.com. Thank you so much for listening, and may the horse be with you always.